Why should you hire a virtual assistant? Hiring a virtual assistant is an important decision for any entrepreneur. The process of finding a virtual assistant who will suit your needs requires time and willingness to delegate some aspects of your business. When the tasks are ready to be delegated, the time you spend handling them becomes the time for new ideas and possibilities. What is the best way to hire a virtual assistant? It takes time to hire a virtual assistant, just as it does to hire a new employee. Having so many interviews is not necessary in this case. While the number of virtual assistants is growing every day, how do you select the ones who will be the perfect match for your business? Maybe LinkedIn can be a good place to start looking for a virtual assistant if you have a LinkedIn profile. There are some virtual assistants who have their own websites where you can find information about their services and virtual assistants' prices. It is proven that 8 hours of work by an employee equates to a little over 3 hours of productive work, despite what it may seem to you. Through the application, virtual assistants charge only the time they spent on the tasks you delegated. Seeing what has been accomplished in just 10 hours might amaze you how much money you can save. How much and when will profits increase? Within 2 months, the first results should be visible. The first month is spent learning how and which tasks to delegate and adjusting to delegation. Initially, you will delegate only a few tasks, but over time, you will delegate more and more. It all depends on the skills and knowledge of the virtual assistant you hired. As a result of delegating the tasks to your virtual assistant, you will have more time to work on the projects you have put on hold and procrastinated for too long. As a result of my experience, after 3 months, you will think, I'm so lucky with all my posts scheduled for social media, or what else can I delegate? Comparing a virtual assistant's monthly cost with an employee's monthly cost, half-time only, you will notice the difference. Adding the cost of equipment you need to provide the employee increases the cost. In addition to working with their own equipment, virtual assistants pay their own taxes and insurance. The only thing you must pay is the actual cost of their work. When the amount of work you have taken over all your free time, sit down and think about delegating some of it. If you are spending too much time on tasks that are preventing your productivity and earning potential, you should delegate them to someone else first. Get back to focusing on your long-term goal and start enjoying your work again.